Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
And we get to fire it up. It's The Boss and the Gloss. I'm David Gao. I'm the boss. Carla Dawson next to me. She's the gloss. We got Jose behind the glass. This is a big day because it's not every day that my co-host gets flowers from her program director. Came running with flowers just before the show.
I mean, this is a good day.
No whispers, you know, she's getting flowers from the guy at the station.
And a gift in camo wrapping paper. I am a camo girl. I love this.
Hey, he knows.
So we'll have to reveal after the break.
Craig Larson knows how to please a woman.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Makes a leave of absence, coming back really good.
So we've had a really tough stretch here at the network, SB Nation Radio. We've gone a month without our beloved gloss, Carla Dawson. She's had a leave of absence. And I have a few observations about your time away.
How many parties were given in my absence? Yes.
No, that's not the case at all. In fact, the problem is that social media blew up. People were tweeting me. They were writing me notes and emails, all kinds of, where is Carla?
Are going up now. What's happened?
No. They were all, this particular hour, there was a big decline in ratings because everybody missed the gloss. So welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. Love it.
And it's also notable that, in this window that everybody says is such a quiet sports calendar, there were a lot of things that happened while you were gone. And I'm sure that some of these things, when they happened, you had to think, oh, I just got to go in and talk about it on the air. I mean, there have been some big moves. I'm going to go through some of them.
Yeah.
Some exciting ones.
Hit me. Let's go.
Let's start with the king. I mean, you're not the biggest King fan. You're not the biggest LeBron fan in the world. But when he moves, that's a big deal.
He moves. Everybody moves.
Everybody moves. So LeBron goes to the Lakers. Not under your watch. I mean, you were gone when it happened, so I don't know. He didn't call you or consult with you. He just went off and did this without your help.
He didn't check with me.
All right.
You know, it appears that his hand is now, you know, his wrist hand, it's better. He's ready to go. It was just a finals injury.
It was just a short-term gig.
When
we come back, we're going to look at all the big things that happened the last few weeks, and we're going to get the take from the gloss, Carla Dawson, when we return.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because Bosley is giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text KIT 22 to 85850. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert with the latest technology. Your free information kit reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution to hair loss really is. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll see for free why you're losing hair and how to get it back. All for an offer you'll never regret and never forget. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting KIT22 to 85850. Don't forget, that's KIT22 to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988. Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free consultations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword DO88 to 350-350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text DO88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, we are celebrating the return of the Gloss to The Boss and the Gloss. Carla Dawson returns from her leave of absence, and there she has flowers in front of her, but you also got a book.
It got better. Got better during the
listen,
break.
Craig Larson has probably given a lot of gifts to a lot of women over the years, but probably never have it given this gift to any girl. It is the Raleigh Fingers Baseball Bible. The Raleigh Fingers Baseball Bible.
So, man, listen up. This is your ticket. This is your ticket to being in good graces with your woman. The Raleigh Fingers Baseball Bible. The scary thing is, I am super excited to read this.
I know that you looked at the flowers and they were nice, but
they're
then
beautiful.
The book with Raleigh Fingers came by and you lit up.
This is awesome. I do have to tell you with the front little critique says, the perfect bathroom book, an easy, fun read. Now, I don't know about you men. I don't read in the bathroom. But in case you're looking for one, I may let you borrow my Raleigh Fingers Baseball Bible.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Craig Larson. This is fab. I love it. I can't wait.
Since you've been gone, much has happened. And I want to highlight a few of these things, and then we're going to let you pick the thing that you most wanted to talk about when it took place, but you were not here.
Okay,
so
I'm going to throw it back at you, too, so be ready.
Okay, here's one. France won the World Cup. Big deal.
That was a big deal. I thought that was exciting.
Very exciting. The NFL still can't figure out what to do with the national anthem.
Ay, ay, ay. You know,
well said.
Here's what they need. Not to worry about making everybody happy. Take a stand, stick to it.
All right. The Houston Astros suddenly really need a closer. Before we knew they needed one, now they really, really need a closer.
It's an exclamation point at this, yes.
Machado is wearing Dodger blue. That's a big deal. How about this? Tiger has become a thing again.
Did not think I was going to see that in my lifetime. Tiger on the leaderboard on Sunday, let alone the top spot on a Sunday, I got to say, that one threw me back.
Well, the interesting thing is that Tiger didn't win the tournament, but it sure feels like he did. All the media coverage today was about Tiger in the tournament.
He won for the PGA is what he did.
Well, that's right. He won for the whole of the game of golf.
Oh, my gosh.
But there was this guy, Francisco Molinari, right?
Who was his partner. That's who he was partnered with on the last day.
And just to refresh everyone, he actually won the tournament. It wasn't Tiger, right?
First Italian to win a major. I thought that was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Did you think you'd see that out of Tiger in his lifetime? I mean, his post, 42 years old, a lot of injuries, a lot of drama. Do you think you'd see him atop the leaderboard on a Sunday in a major, let alone a tournament?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was about hole nine. I came back to this room where I could see the TV, and there it was to see him at the top. going into the back nine was a striking moment. To see his name Woods up there really did shock me. It reminded me for a minute of the movie The Natural, mm-hmm. because, of course, in that movie, the baseball player Robert Redford is the guy. Everything comes naturally to him. He's so successful, but then he gets off track. And he has women issues. He has other issues. And
great point.
A lot of work. He comes back, and at the height of his game, he wins the day. So I thought that was going to be Tiger Woods' natural moment. But maybe it will still come. He's obviously got his game back.
He really does. It's pretty shocking, I think. I'm surprised, and I'm glad for him.
All right, so, and then we have two new Wimbledon champs on both the men and the women's side. So of those topics, what stood out to you the most? What was the thing when it happened over the last month you thought, wow, that is something I wish we could talk about on the air tonight?
It was none of them that you brought up.
Oh, I thought it was a good list.
That is an outstanding list.
Thank you.
But, you know, my love lies in Oakland. And so I just have got to be excited about Boogie Cousins coming to Golden State.
Ah, yes.
But it wasn't an initial excitement. It was a bit of a head scratcher.
Right.
But then once I dove into this and kind of learned more about it, this is a win-win for both sides.
Well, it is. I mean, for him, my goodness, this is a guy who's coming back from an Achilles tear. There wasn't a lot of interest. People were worried about how he would recover, how well he could play. And look at where he's landing. He has a chance to, on a one-year deal, win a championship, play well, and then go get a big contract elsewhere.
He does. And here's what I want to tell people. Put down your haterade. Like, stop enough already for Golden State. Because guess what? Boogie Cousins sat on that free agency market. 30 teams said, nope, 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 nope. And so he was like, well, I'm going to call Golden State and see if they'll do this one-year deal.
Wait, so you're not sympathetic to the argument, oh, the rich just got richer,
no.
It's not fair, we need parity, strip them down, take away their players, no more draft picks, no.
If he was available to every team, and he was,
yes.
And there wasn't a single offer in his free agency, then no, I don't buy the parity card. So.
Well, interestingly, he really was available to every team at that price. I mean, nearly everybody had or could figure out a way to get that kind of contract into their budget. But, boy, what a fit. I mean, the Warriors have never really had a center like Boogie.
No, they haven't, and that's exactly what the issue – that's what they gain, Golden State does, because they finally have a skilled center. That is the one position that they have lacked. I mean, they have pieced together, you know, bullied the competition with stiffs, with rookies, with role players at that center position. So they have a true center, and he's on the cheap, and he's a short-term experiment for them. This is a no-risk deal. And what it allows Boogie to do, who's coming off an Achilles tear in January, he doesn't have to rush back.
No.
The Warriors have won 3 championships in the last 4 years without him, and with these piecemeal centers that they've been doing. I'm sad to lose JaVale McGee to the Lakers, but they don't need him now. They'll need him in April and May. It gives him time to come back. It gives Boogie 2 huge things that he can do, which is hone the skills that he has, that feathery jumper. He's going to have to work at that very quick switch defense that the Golden State employs. But he also is able to resuscitate his reputation as one of the most polarizing players in the NBA. He's got this framework that is set, that works, that has all-stars, and he can hopefully just fit into that framework and change his perception.
Yeah, it allows him to slide into the team rather than ask the team to revolve around him.
Exactly.
And he can wade in. My goodness, in the first month, maybe he only plays 8 minutes a night. Who cares? They
right.
can win without him, and he can get his game back and get his legs underneath him. A great, great pickup, a great fit for both the team and the player.
And do you want to hear something scary?
Yes.
This is the first time in 42 years that a team has 5 all-stars from the previous season on the same roster.
It's amazing.
Cinco, 5. And then they're also, I love this one too, the first team to have 3 players averaging more than 25 points from the previous season.
Yeah. And people were already talking about them as perhaps the best team ever in the NBA, and now you had this guy. So,
right.
Congrats to the Warriors.
But 29 other teams had their chance.
All right, I understand why you're happy. That one works for the Warriors, certainly. Here in Houston, where we broadcast, announced today, it looks like it's about done, Carmelo Anthony joining the Rockets.
He's on the cheap, a one-year deal.
Yeah, not expensive. Obviously, Oklahoma City is really paying the full freight on
$2.4 million.
Amazing.
Like the vet minimum.
Yeah, that's a bargain price for getting Carmelo, at least the name Carmelo Anthony and all he has represented over his history, 12-time All-Star. But what does he bring to this Rockets team now?
That's the problem. I mean, if you're Daryl Morey, and this is what he has said, I am building a team with my eyes on beating Golden State. And, you know, truth be told, in June, they were a hamstring away from beating Golden State, possibly.
Yep, yep.
We'll never know, because the end of that series was so strange, with Iguodala being out for four games and then Chris Paul with the hamstring injury missing the last two. What the Rockets, I love the Rockets team. I don't think they needed to do much. They just needed some better luck on their side. And I would have said the same with Golden State. Don't need to do much. The Rockets lost two major defenders in Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbiambute. How they've replaced it with Carmelo Anthony? They haven't.
Yeah, you like last year's team better than this year's team with Carmelo.
I do, because what the Rockets need is defense.
Right.
What they're bringing in with Carmelo Anthony is offense. They don't need more offense. It's run through Harden and Chris Paul. They don't need, and Carmelo wants the ball in his hands.
Right.
That's the type of guy he is.
Well, and certainly a question whether he'll disrupt the offense even, because he'll demand the ball in certain situations. He will be really a big wrinkle into that ecosystem of a team. I don't know. I sort of like him coming off the bench. We'll see if he can settle into that role. But if you can put him on a second team or a leader of a second team and let him be a lead dog with a different group, the Rockets bench needs some help. I mean, they are obviously light after the losses in free agency, and perhaps Carmelo's a part of the depth story.
Well, I think that's going to be the issue, because he was not, and he made it very clear to Sam Presti in Oklahoma City, I'm not coming off the bench. I'll sit here. I'm not doing it. And so, you know, that's going to be an issue in Houston, because he's got lack of engagement on defense and he wants the ball in his hands. We have already enough people that want the ball in their hands. So I am concerned, because I don't think the addition of Carmelo makes them more competitive against Golden State. I think makes them less competitive, honestly. You know, that switch defense is the answer to beating Golden State. So they need him to play defense. I don't know that he's capable of doing that. And this last year, his productivity dropped off to his lowest level ever in his entire NBA career.
All right, we're going to go to break, but I'll give you one last ray of hope on that one.
Give it to me.
Well, Chris Paul, maybe because of leadership, maybe by example, made Harden a better defender this year. He's bringing in a friend. He has a good relationship with Melo. Maybe he really sits him down and says, we're going to win a championship and we're going to play better defense and you're going to join me in this task. We shall see. When we come back, we're going to get a chance to visit with Sam Amico. He is of Amico Hoops, and we're going to ask him about the Carmelo coming to the Rockets deal and the trade with the Raptors and Spurs. Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto when we return here on SB Nation Radio.
The Break.
We had a 7-Eleven where I was growing up in Massachusetts, right across the street from us.
And I heard you got kicked out.
We got kicked out a couple times, because what happens on Free Slurpee Day, you're only supposed to get one. But we used to sneak in there, try to get like three or four, you know, keep going back. Those Slurpees
were
great.
That's stealing.
I wouldn't say it's stealing.
So you were stealing even when you're a little kid, is what you're saying.
Opposed to when? I was never stealing any other time. This wasn't really stealing. This is trying to get extra. It's like, you know, if you go back up and there's not free refills, trying to get a refill. You know what I mean? This wasn't really stealing.
That's stealing.
No, because they...
Are you the guy who says, I'll just have a water, and you go up to the fountain and you pour like Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't drink soda.
Would you consider that stealing, though?
Yeah, that'd be stealing.
Because you don't pay for the Coke. You get the free water.
Right, but...
I don't know. This whole story with the Slurpees, I think is you're a borderline criminal.
No, it's not a criminal act.
I don't know. Debatable.
The Break with Brian Barrett and Robin Carlin. Weekday mornings from 10 to noon Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
For more exclusive SB Nation Radio coverage, check out our staff writers at SBNationRadio.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio. Hall of Fame voters Clark Judge, Rick Gosselin, and Ron Borges break down everything going on in the NFL. Plus, who should be the next great player to be given a golden jacket on the Talk of Fame Network. Hear Talk of Fame every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern right here on SB Nation Radio.
This is Pushing the Odds.
David Baker is the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How sick are you about being asked questions about Terrell Owens?
You know what? Strangely enough, I've had some good conversations with him, and we're disappointed that we don't get the opportunity to honor him on that enshrinement day. But again, he's a grown man, and We respect the fact that he can make his own decision. And to the contrary, Matt, you know, our job is to guard the legacy of Carroll and, frankly, each of our enshrinees and each of our Hall of Famers, and for that matter, any guy that ever played in the NFL forever. We have an archive here. And, you know, each of our Hall of Famers, Matt, have a bronze bust, but anybody who ever played in the NFL for even a week has an archive here. So, you know, our mission is to honor the heroes of the game, preserve its history, promote its values, and celebrate excellence.
Tune in to Pushing the Odds, Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation Radio.
Every weekday from noon to 3 Eastern, tune into SB Nation Radio for live sports talk from Las Vegas. Get the Vegas angle on all sports from the NFL to the NBA on Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault. Follow Matt on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt.
Hi, this is Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors, and you're listening to SB Nation Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio and listen all the time at SBNationLive.com.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. They'll help you find the parts that you need to get the job done right the first time. O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get back on the road fast. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Sam Amico. He is with Amico Hoops, and he is an NBA insider for Amico Hoops. Sam, thanks for joining us here on the Boss and the Gloss with David and Carla.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
Well, good. You know, we're down here in Houston, and we have heard the news that Carmelo is on his way. Are we going to be a better team this year with Carmelo Anthony?
That's a great question. You know, there are things that you lose, obviously, with Trevor Ariza, you know, the defending the wings. Carmelo's not going to do that. That said, he still, even at his advanced age, at least advanced basketball age, is able to fill it up from time to time. So he definitely offers you something that Ariza did not in that spot. How will he fit in, you know, again, with Mike D'Antoni having played for him with New York's? Everybody sounds like, you know, that's going to be great. D'Antoni likes it. Carmelo likes it. James Harden and Chris Paul like it. So, you know, it could work out very well. You know, he's not going to be asked to do as much, frankly, as he was in Oklahoma City. And I think he'll be a better fit. I think people around the league think he'll be a better fit in Houston, where he can just be a catch-and-shoot guy and should have some success there.
Sam, do you think he'll be able to accept probably what's going to be a reduced role? I mean, is he, because I think he thinks of himself very much as a starter, and I think he still thinks of himself in the same level as Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and, you know, he's clearly not. Will he be able to accept a different role with Houston?
That's a great question. It seemed like he struggled with that a little bit in Oklahoma City. But you know what? I think here, this is a place he wants to go. You know, Oklahoma City was just somewhere the Knicks traded him to. He didn't have a real good relationship. It wasn't a bad relationship, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't have a friendship with Russell Westbrook and Paul George before he arrived. While he got along with those guys, Chris Paul, obviously one of his great buddies, you know, with Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Carmelo Anthony, those four are very close. So I think that should help. A lot of people around the league think that'll help. I think he'd be more willing to accept any role there. You know, everybody gets to a point where you start to realize, you know what, I'm not the guy I was at 26, 27 years old, but I can still have a nice career and compete for something as really the third wheel. And if he accepts that, yeah, I think the Rockets will indeed be better next season. I think most people around the league think that than they were last season.
Well, and maybe also the Rockets being a hamstring away from going to the finals, you know, we'll get Carmelo in a different mindset to be able to have that championship that his resume is lacking right now.
You know, and that's one thing I think people forget about Houston, because Golden State made the finals look so easy, was that they really were in the fight of their lives against the Rockets. And, yeah, you know, look, obviously Golden State's added DeMarcus Cousins. We don't know how that's going to go, how he's going to hold up. And obviously the Lakers have added LeBron James. We don't know how that's going to go, you know, and, you know, if you're the Rockets, you have to say, you know what, we're still right there in the mix. There's not as much hype surrounding us as there is the Warriors, who have won it back-to-back and added Cousins, or the Lakers, who added LeBron James. You know, but the Rockets, I think if you're Houston, you still got to feel pretty good, because like you said, probably a hamstring away, an injured hamstring away, especially with the way Chris Paul was playing in that series, from getting back to the finals.
We're talking to Sam Amico. He's the NBA insider for Amico Hoops. Okay, you mentioned LeBron going to the Lakers. LeBron's supporting cast in Los Angeles, how does it compare to the supporting cast he had in Cleveland?
Well, for the most part, you know, when he first got there, obviously it was a younger cast, but now they've added some veteran pieces, which he had in Cleveland. You know, we had Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, for better or worse, J.R. Smith, you know, he had George Hill, some of those older guys, while he was in Cleveland, for the at least at the end there. And the Lakers, you know, their primary guys, while they've added Rondo and Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson, again, for better or worse, or JaVale mm-hmm. McGee, for better or worse, most of their key players around LeBron are just guys who have not tasted the playoffs. And that's why they went out and got some of those veterans. You know, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram. You know, those guys have yet to taste the playoffs. So I think it's similar to the cast in Cleveland, albeit the young players in L.A. Have more upside than the young players in Cleveland. But I think it's a similar situation. The difference, of course, being he's in the Western Conference now, and you know, most people will tell you or think, well, there goes the end of his runs to the finals, and he has to know that. So a new challenge for him. For whatever reason, he thought that this would be the situation, you know, that he wanted to be in. But a basketball standpoint, he made things 10 times harder on himself, because he's in a much, much tougher conference with no star power around him, no proven star power around him. You know, in Cleveland, he at least had Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving for a few years. Here, he doesn't have that yet. Now, maybe Ingram's on his way, maybe Lonzo Ball's on his way, but not yet. He's pretty much a one-man show going up against the rest of the Western Conference.
And maybe Kawhi Leonard next year is on his way. But, Sam, you're an expert on all things Cleveland. And I'm just asking out of curiosity, how did the city of Cleveland handle LeBron's departure? I didn't really hear a lot about it. And what are your thoughts about that? Did they feel like he's given us what we needed and go on your way? Or was there some animosity? How was that taken in Cleveland?
Very little animosity compared to 2010, mm-hmm. when I think most people expected him to stay. Obviously, he came back, delivered a championship in 2016. I think that really lessened the animosity. A lot of people were torn. I could tell you fans that I talked to around in Cleveland were kind of torn. One guy said, do we want to sign somebody to a Supermax who's going to be 38, 39 years old at the end of it? And he delivered what he did, but there were mixed feelings. And, you know, but I think, look, everybody wanted him back. He's great for business in town. He still was amazing last season as a basketball player at 33 years old. But him leaving, I think people kind of got it. It's like he wants to kind of go do the Hollywood thing now, and you can't blame him. I mean, he delivered to the city of Cleveland and to the franchise, the organization, and there are worse things than a guy who's 34 years old, as good as he still is, going to take big money and a longer contract somewhere else. Because if you're the Cavs, you're going to have to rebuild sometime. Mm-hmm. So you just started it 3 years earlier, 2 years probably earlier than you thought you were going to have to. So not a lot of animosity. People, you know, most people wish him well. Tonight at Akron,
you know, LeBron's from Akron, which is where I live and where I'm from. And I saw today the Akron AA baseball team is having you dress, you wear LeBron gear and you get in for $5. So, I mean, there's still plenty of love for him in this city. And I think, particularly Cleveland, especially after 2016 when they won the championship. Look, they went to four straight finals. You know, it's not often a team can a franchise could say that you made it to four straight finals, and they weren't going to beat Golden State. So, you know, hey, LeBron, go try something else. I think everybody's fine with that.
We're talking to Sam Amico, the NBA insider for Amico Hoops. So, Sam, I've got under a minute. Kawhi Leonard goes to Toronto. The Celtics pretty much stand pat. They re-sign Marcus Smart. Who's the class of the East? You've got about 15 seconds to tell us.
I'm going to go with the Celtics, but I'm going to say Toronto is right there with Kawhi Leonard. If he's happy and healthy, they're going to be very good. And don't forget about Philadelphia, and maybe Washington sneaks in there.
I like it.
Yeah, Philly's going to be a team to watch, too. There's a lot of development coming that way. That's Sam Amico of Amico Hoops. Sam, thanks so much for joining us and offering insights on all things NBA.
All right, thanks for having me. Take care.
Take care. All right, when we come back, we're going to shift gears. We're going to take a look at the NFL. We're going to look at that national anthem policy. We're going to look at the return of Randy Gregory to the Cowboys and a training camp update. All the quarterbacks about to show up at their first training camp, all those rookies. It'll be a fun time when we return on the Boston the Goss of SB Nation Radio.
Hey, it's Tony D. You know, it's tough to do the things to do if you're not getting quality sleep. I should know because I was settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but no more. With my pillow, I get the deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep that I need and deserve. And now for the summer, my pillow has brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code SBNation. Take advantage of this offer now. Get one for you and one for your wife, husband, neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use promo code SBNation or call 1-800-951-3938 and use promo code SBNation. Be sure to use promo code SBNation to get the Buy One, Get One offer. You can also use our promo code SBNation to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website. That's MyPillow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-893-4977. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-893-4977. That's 1-800-893-4977. 1-800-893-4977.
Is credit card debt burying you alive? What if one phone call could help save you thousands of dollars? Years of stress and anxiety. What if one phone call, right now, could help save your family from bankruptcy? We're Credit Associates, and one phone call to us could help save you thousands. Because if you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you may not have to pay it all off. For free information on how we could settle your debt for a lot less than you owe, call 1-800-977-4258. There's no obligation, just free information. Sometimes all it takes to change your life is one phone call. Make your call now and we'll show you, for free, just how much money you could save. 1-800-977-4258. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. This is too important to wait. Call 1-800-977-4258.
Thank you.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back to The Boss and the Gloss. You know, I can remember about 2 months ago, the NFL announced its national anthem policy that if you were going to protest or if you didn't want to stand at attention, you had to stay in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And they announced that policy without talking to the players. And we just didn't understand why they would have done that in isolation, why they wouldn't have worked that out together, and really called into question Roger Goodell's leadership on this question. He sort of let the process run amok. And now it looks like what they announced a couple months ago has come back to bite them. Right now they're questioning it again, and they're going to have to review it again. And this time they are going to bring the players in. It's not been a good window of leadership for Roger Goodell.
No, it hasn't. And I think his issue, and I alluded to it early in the opening segment, is that he's trying to please everybody. Hey, he is the protector of the Shield, and he is everybody's boss. I mean, he works for the owners, but as far as the players go, he needs to make a policy and he needs to stick with it and do what's the best for the league and its employees. And I like him. I like the NFL working with the Players Association. I think that's key. And, you know, remember, the NFL's committed $90 million over 7 years to these social justice causes in this kind of a three-segment plan, and it's involving the players. So they're saying, hey, we're listening to you on things that you want to do and impressions you want to make with social justice, and we're going to work towards that. Don't get muddied in this policy. I mean, you stick with your policy, make it, and this is how it has to go. But now they're leaving it up to individual teams, and there's that whole mess in Miami that they might suspend players for games and this and that. It's Roger Goodell's leadership. He has got to stick to a policy. Work with the players' union, that's fine. But stick to it where it's going to be the best for everybody and you're not going to please everyone. It's not going to happen with something like this.
One notable, we should make a point to say that the NFL is committing about $90 million yeah. over 7 years for social justice causes.
And they're working with the players on what those causes are going to be. You know, they've got a great committee of players that are very active socially helping them do this. So let's not ignore that fact.
Yeah,
that's important.
The definition of what a social justice cause is interesting. Jose around the glass, he's raising his hand. He's saying he's a social justice cause. He'd be ready to take a little piece of that $90 million pie.
That'd be nice. I'd take like a 0.1% of that pie. That's
give
a nice
that
pie.
Man
All
some
right,
social
giver,
justice.
Jose. That's right.
All right, let's move from the anthem thing, though, to real football. I mean, we're on the eve of training camp, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting on this. And actually, going back to the draft, there was all that excitement about the quarterbacks, and we should talk about the rookies for a minute, but there's some really interesting, well, young guns, guys in their second years. You got Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes and Mitch Trubisky. Those guys, in their second year, they seem poised. I mean, you can make a case that each one of them is poised for a breakout.
Mm-hmm. Well, Deshaun was having breakout rookie season before he got injured. So that's going to be the key to his return. He was electric and just absolutely lit up the Texans season, and it absolutely dropped off the map when he got hurt. So it's looking like he looks great. He's ready for a come, you know, to pick up right where he left off. He's practicing without a brace on. It's pretty impressive. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City is going to be exciting because there's no longer Alex Smith behind him. He is the man.
Yep. And I think that, well, look, Andy Reid planned for this, right? He still had Alex Smith playing at a high level when he drafted Mahomes number in the first round, groomed him for a year. Reed has really orchestrated this transition. So I don't think that this is going to be a miss. I think Reed knows what he has. He drafted him in the first. He gave him a year of seasoning, and he let Alex Smith walk with full visibility into what Patrick Mahomes will deliver.
Oh, I think it's going to be exciting to watch. Kansas City's got a great supporting cast around him, too.
Okay, let's look at the rookies for a minute. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all taken in the first round. All of them, you could make a case, all of them, for any one of them, you could say, well, this is going to be the guy who really stands out this year. Is there one that you think is best positioned to have a strong rookie season, a season like Deshaun Watson previous to injury?
Oh, that's tough. I think I'm going to go with the project first. I think Josh Allen in Buffalo is a project.
Yep.
I think he's least likely to see the field this year. unless it's necessary. I think the most likely to see the field first is going to be Sam Darnold in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's, yeah, I think he's probably ready for it. Baker Mayfield, I mean, Cleveland, good Lord. It's where quarterbacks go to die.
Hey, hey, hey.
I know, but tell me something different. You know, I mean, you look at a 1-31 record, and Hugh Jackson is supposed to be a quarterback whisperer. And I really like Hugh Jackson, but that rotating carousel of caribou.
Whisperer. He's not Baker Mayfield. Come on.
You know, I don't know. I don't take a guy that's not 6 feet tall as my number one in the draft. But, hey, I'm not a GM, so let's see. Let's see what John Dorsey knows.
And Josh Rosen, he has a chance to – well, he's going to be a backup to start the season with the Cardinals.
He'll be a backup, but I think he's been – I think he has really impressed his teammates in preseason.
Yep.
Preseason activities. He'll see the field as well. And Lamar Jackson is an exciting prospect, but he's going to need Joe Flacco to have issues before he sees the field. I think they're grooming him, but he's not going to get in unless something happens with Flacco.
Well, Ravens quietly undergoing a bit of a youth movement. Mm-hmm. They brought in a lot of young players across their roster, and so that sort of syncs up with Lamar Jackson when he's ready to step in. Certainly, I mean, Flacco is a guy who has played at a high level. Mm-hmm. You have to believe that he's the guy who would start the season, and yes, assuming he plays well, he's going to be the starter all year. He needs to falter for Lamar to get on the field.
Absolutely.
Now, going back to Cleveland and Baker Mayfield and your somewhat snide comment about the Browns, one story coming out of Cleveland this week is Josh Gordon, the wide receiver who has had struggles over the years with substance abuse. He's out of Houston here. A lot of folks in town know him and are pulling for him. But today he said he's not going to report right away at training camp.
No, and my immediate reaction was not again. You know, because he is, since 2014, he's played, he's only 27, but he's played in just 10 games since 2014 because of suspensions for substance abuse. So when I saw that headline, I was just so sad because I've seen a lot of interviews with him. He's really come a long way, and I think this last rehab stint was really key for him. But he's actually wants to seek additional counseling right now to deal with what he terms mental health, and it's really his anxiety issues. And he has said, you know, when I had anxiety, I have anxiety, and what I used to do is use alcohol and marijuana to deal with it. Well, now I applaud him that he's saying, you know what, I'm actually doing great, but I need more of a treatment plan just to help me maintain this progress I've made, because obviously I'm still dealing with some anxiety. He's got support from Cleveland. He's got support from the fans of the Browns. And I love that they're allowing him to do everything he can to ensure no more setbacks.
Right. The great thing here is, though anxiety may be a consistent problem for him, mm-hmm, he's handling it, he's addressing it differently, right? It's not
it's progress.
He's going to get counseling. He's really taking all the right steps. And if he has to take a slower entry into the season and training camp, so be it. He's got to stay real.
And I do hand it to Cleveland for giving him the support. They're receiving the support from giving him the support he needs and saying, take what you need. And he's telling them, I will be back on the field for you. I think what's great to note about Josh Gordon, he is a freakish talent out of Baylor. He's young. He's talented. He has a lot more to give the NFL. And how smart of Cleveland to let him get his head right to make sure that's going to happen so that he can give back to the game he loves.
Oh, when he's on,
Woo! He is electric. Yep.
And
Flash Gordon.
That would make Baker Mayfield look pretty good if Baker hits the field. Okay, another quarterback that has jumped out. He's making a comeback as well, but for different reasons. Andrew Luck. So finally.
Do you believe it?
He's cleared the labrum issue. He's ready to roll. I mean, that's really great news for the league, frankly, because when Luck was healthy, when he was his form, his ability to see the field, he was an intelligent quarterback. He moved around well. He was just a ball to watch. I was a big fan of Andrew Luck's, and I certainly hope that he's back on the field throwing the ball all over the field again this year.
You know how long this has been? He injured his shoulder in 2015 and then had the labrum surgery in 2017.
Yep.
I mean, and you know, you think he is a big guy. I mean, he is strong. He is a big physical presence. Indy needs to get that line in shape and protect him because he took a David Carr type of beating over the last several years in Indy.
Yep.
Didn't need to happen.
Yep. No, he did. So he's poised to come back, and I think he'll play great.
Yeah, Chris Ballard's excited. He's touting it. He's coming back. He's ready to go. He's not going to throw a lot in training camp. I think they're going to, you know, get him up to speed. But
yeah, the limit of him, he will not throw seven straight days is what I read. Now, my first reaction is, why would any quarterback throw seven straight days? I mean, you need a day off, get your arm rested, and keep it in good shape. Now, I want to look at one more quarterback before we leave the position. I think this is a huge pivotal year for Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. Because you think about it, they had a chance to trade OBJ in the offseason. There was some talk that they would. In fact, I think they entertained it. There was a rumor that he was going to go to the Rams or elsewhere. Instead, they decided to keep him in the fold. They've kept OBJ there. There were also rumors that the Giants were going to go and pick a quarterback, Josh Rosen, high in the draft. They didn't. They took Saquon Barkley at running back, at number 2 overall. So they have given Eli Manning a chance to come back, one, and also surrounded him with a great supporting cast. When you have Saquon Barkley, one of the best running back prospects the NFL has ever known, and OBJ returning, an elite receiver. Plus, they signed Nate Solder on the offensive line.
Give Eli some protection.
And they've given him some protection. So if Eli doesn't come through this year, if the Giants don't get into the playoffs, I think it's going to call into question Eli Manning's ability to play at a high level anymore.
Oh, absolutely, because the moves that they've made, everything you just mentioned, sets Eli up for the best chance for success. Last year, their run game was ranked 26th, and they scored, you know how many rushing TDs? Six. The entire year. So that puts a lot of pressure on Eli Manning for the passing game. And he had a lot of injuries with OBJ going down, and Brandon Marshall didn't have a great year. They were 3-13 last season. So when you draft Saquon Barkley at number 2, they are paying him like he is Jesus. So yep, he's the second coming. This takes a lot of pressure off your quarterback. So this is Eli's breakout year. You're right. This is this make or break it year. Not breakout. Make it or break it. Yeah.
All right. Another guy who in a different way has a make or break year, I think, is Randy Gregory. So the backstory on Randy Gregory, many would remember, he was considered a top 10 pick in the draft a couple years ago. He failed a drug test almost on the eve of the draft, not literally, but it was just egregious that he was smoking marijuana when he knew he would be tested. He failed the drug test, and he slipped for that reason all the way to the late second round. Cowboys were elated to pick up that kind of talent late second round.
And how elated are they now?
Well, it's been a long road. Unfortunately, Gregory kept smoking marijuana. He kept getting suspended. He kept, he never got on the field. It's been a really tough stretch. But by all accounts, by the accounts of guys like Sean Lee and Jason Witten, who wrote letters to Roger Goodell appealing for a reinstatement, by all accounts, Gregory is on the straight and narrow again, and the NFL has said, yes, you can come back. He will be reinstated, and Randy Gregory will be a fine addition if he can return to form for that Cowboys defensive line.
Do you really have confidence in him, or are you being a homer?
So I am.
You are a Cowboy boy.
I am very, very nervous. But I will tell you that, so if he were to be healthy, if he does stay straight and narrow, that defensive front will be the best defensive front the Cowboys have had in
Absolutely.
Some time. Because, of course, DeMarcus Lawrence had his breakout year last year with 14 sacks.
Taco Charlton.
Taco Charlton, their first-round pick last year, will be at the other end
best
alongside.
Best name ever, too. Can we just...
Well, you love Taco.
I love that name. It's awesome.
Little salsa on top.
Exactly.
And then you got Tyrone Crawford, who will be over there as well. When David Irving returns from his suspension of substance abuse after 4 games, he's out.
What do they do in Big D?
There's been a problem with defensive linemen on the Cowboys and suspensions.
Oh, man.
But when Irving returns, he's a force in the middle. They got Malik Collins also, and then they got Jihad Ward from the Raiders in a trade for Ryan Switzer. They've got the pieces now. And they even picked up Coney Ealy, mm-hmm. the defensive end from the Seahawks, and they've got another guy, Charles Tepper, who they're high on, but Tepper's had issues with his health and staying on the field. But if these guys hold it together, if Randy Gregory stays clean, the defensive front of the Cowboys might be something to watch.
Okay, we're going to hold you to it. I hope so. It makes it more fun. When America's team's looking good, it's fun.
All right, we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to give you one last look at your Raiders with Khalil Mack.
Okay.
And whether he's going to show up to training camp.
Khalil needs a deal.
We'll see if you're going to get him into the camp. Are you listening to The Boss and the Gloss? Khalil Mack will be the topic when we return on SB Nation Radio.
This is Straight Heat.
Dave Vincent with us. Now, Mr. Commissioner, you were commissioner of baseball barely a month. 1989 World Series, the Loma Prieta earthquake interrupts the World Series. I don't know that anything like that had ever happened before in baseball in any manner. How did you go about making the decisions of how long you were going to stop the series, and what went into all of that?
So I thought that the trick in San Francisco was to find a way to wait, make sure the stadium was safe, and try to get back and finish the series. I think it was the right decision, and I'm proud of the fact that people in San Francisco rallied around. I think the players were terrific. All of the baseball components worked, and we finished the series. I was very proud that baseball did what it should have done to help the community prove that even an earthquake of that size could not bring San Francisco to its knees.
Straight Heat with Patrick Creighton. Weekday afternoons at 5 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation Radio.
Headed to Texas to watch your team play, but don't know where to go for that pregame drink? Visit culturemap.com for all of the hottest spots in Houston, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Antonio. From the most popular bars to those favorite dine-in gems, Culture Map has it all. Then before you leave town, why not visit some of the best places to shop or see some of the sights? Culture Map has extensive coverage on all the things to do in the city you're in. So check out culturemap.com. That's culturemap.com.
SB Nation AM.
At one point this year, the Mets batted out of order. I've never seen that or heard that. That seems like a Metsy thing to do, is to bat out of order.
Bat out of order and run your pitchers into the ground.
So, that being said, the organization, right, that just a couple of years ago was in the World Series and couldn't roll on past that. That organization calling Tim Tebow up, whether he deserves it or not, seems like a Metsy thing to do. Other teams wouldn't do that, but the Mets, think about stealing the back page in September for a couple of days in New York when the Yankees are and the Red Sox are fighting for the American League East. And you can steal the back page of the New York papers for a day or two, maybe even more if Tebow actually does something in his major league at-bats. I mean, come on, that's what they live for.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
If you open up an ash urn at the airport, do they have to take a pen or a stick or something to go through the ashes and sort of desecrate the ashes just to make sure you're not hiding something in the ashes?
Because, I'm not going to put a pass some drug kingpin
of
doing
not.
That.
I mean, they put these things in baby toys, for crying out loud. They're more than capable of putting it in an ash urn.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
And just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water, it's The Boss and the Gloss.
Is that an ad? I don't know that one.
I don't know how that happened, but we've got two guys.
Mac attack.
Big names. Khalil Mack. Earl Thomas is holding out as well, but... Mm-hmm. Look, let's talk Khalil Mack for a minute. He's under contract. I mean, he has a contract. It's the fifth-year option on his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Raiders want him back, and they want him in the fold, and they've got a contract that he needs to play. But he says he's going to hold out. He's waiting for a bigger deal.
And I'm hopeful that he's going to get it because John Gruden knows what he's got in Khalil Mack. I mean, he's a two-time All-Pro, 2016 Defensive Player of the Year, and here's the deal. Khalil Mack wants to be paid like the elite pass rusher that he is.
Yep.
And truth be told, he is the only star on that defense in Oakland. And this year, Oakland really doesn't have many contracts that they have to deal with. So this is a great year for them to rework this deal for Mack. You know, there's rising caps. He wants a Von Miller-type deal. Von Miller signed for 6 years, $114 million. You know, he sees himself at that level. He is at that level.
He
wants to be
level.
Paid level,
sure.
Like it. So he has not showed up for any anything up before training camp, and he shouldn't. I mean, why risk that injury? So he wants to be paid like one, he should.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.